7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Tuesday. Jennifer Horn is here along with Ken Kessler. We have your best interest at heart. Believe that.
We do.
Isn't that what your mother used to tell you? Mother and father, they want you to do the right thing. We have your best. Remember when they were chastising you for doing something?
Right.
We have your best interest at heart. So
This belt hurts you more than it hurts me, which
right.
I never believed, by the way.
It was a hairbrush. I get the hairbrush. Not a lot, but you got it anyway. Let's see if we can take a hairbrush to the state of Arizona as we get started talking about some of the issues of the day. The facts presented in the anti-gay bill. Let's see if we can get to those first before opinions fly at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. I don't want to sound smug or some elite Easterner, because that's what some would say when I say what is actually on my mind, having read through the story about Arizona's legislature actually passing a bill. What kind of people, really and truly, honestly, I know these people exist, but the facts here are the bill presented by the State House of Representatives, passed by a 33-27 vote last week, goes to the governor. This lady used to be a small business owner. She vetoed similar legislation last year, but has expressed the right of businesses and their owners to deny service. And I guess there might be consideration for that under some circumstances, but is this circumstance the way to be discriminatory? In other words, these people are hiding behind, if I read the bill correctly, and either Jennifer or Ken correct me if I'm wrong, the bill suggests that if you, in your religious practice, have something that sort of eliminates gays from the human condition, if you don't want to serve a gay person because your religion says there's something wrong with being gay, then you're allowed to do it. Is that basically what I have, what I'm seeing here?
That's what I got out of it, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I think this stems from some of the things that we've heard maybe in the last 6 months where, like, the wedding photographer was approached by a gay couple who said, "We want to hire you to do our wedding." And the photographer said, "I'm sorry, I don't support gay marriage. I don't support this, so I'm not going to do, I will not do your wedding." Remember okay. that? That was like in New Mexico, yeah. I think, or in Washington State.
So why wouldn't you just say, instead of saying, "I don't support,
I'm busy that day"?
Yeah, I got another job, sorry.
That's what I would have said.
Hello.
Yeah.
Why don't you just, unless you just figure, hey, listen, I'm going to tell the guy the truth. I don't support this. And because it would seem to me to fly in the face of every anti-discriminatory law that there is in the books that the feds have. And me being the anti-fed that I am, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite here. But it seems to me that there is no place for this in America in 2014.
At the same time, and I tend to agree with you, but at the same time, as a small business owner,
yep.
if I have a cupcake shop,
yep.
and if some guy comes in acting like a jerk, do I have the right to kick him out, or do I have to serve him for acting like a jerk?
No, I don't think. I think you do, as a business owner, have the right to do
to
whatever you want, no matter what the question is. But why does it have to be in the form of a law? If you're bigoted and you're dismayed by people who are gay, and you don't want to do business with them, be smart enough to come up with another reason for it, other than something that's as blatant, unless you just think that your viewpoint is so strong, and that
some
you
people
have...
do think that.
I know, I understand mm-hmm. that. And so what's going on with them? Do I sound again like an elitist? If I don't agree with that thinking, so does that make me wrong?
I think you put yourself into that situation and think, okay, what would I do? And I'm with you. I think if I had some major problem with something, I would probably just come up with, oh, I'm closed that day, I'm busy that day, I'm mm-hmm. washing my hair that day, something. But some people do feel compelled to tell people the absolute truth about why they can't help them. I just don't like seeing more laws on the book. I guess
where this gets me
is I don't like to see another law on the books for something that should be common sense.
Yeah.
That's all.
Apple, by the way, the folks in the corporate Apple office have tweeted on at CNBC. They've asked Governor Brewer to veto this bill. And so, okay. Is that, are other businesses going to do that, big businesses versus small businesses?
Lots of businesses are doing that.
Yeah. So this is, I've had my, if we base it, in my life, I've had some amazing experiences, and they've been very educational. I had an encounter when I was a young guy in radio, being hired by a fellow to be a newsman on a radio station in Boston. And when I was hired by him, I was very happy. He said, why don't you come join me and some of our friends here at the radio station for dinner? And so I went with him, with his friends, to dinner. And I was like 21 years old. I was naive as could be. Walked into a restaurant, paid no attention to who was in the restaurant. Sat around a round table with eight guys. And 15, 20 minutes after I sat down, the fellow introduces me around, says he's our a new friend at the radio station. All these people worked at the radio station. And 15, 20 minutes into the sit down, the guy next to me puts his hand on my leg.
Seriously?
And I looked at the guy, and I said, what are you doing? He said, well, I thought you were our new friend.
I said, really, I am. Shaggy? This is real?
Yeah, this is a real story. To call it as the radio station for WEZE.
Of course it was.
Easy time, easy tip, and easy guys. Yeah.
You were easy D that night.
Yeah. I was easy D. I figured out as I was looking around the room, I was the entertainment for the evening. And I started to sweat. I can remember this like it was yesterday. I was so uncomfortable.
That's what's funny about guys. Like, if that happened to a girl, I think we would probably just laugh it off. But well, actually,
if it happened
physically,
to a girl, like and the guys were there watching, they'd say, yeah.
No, but like, you know, if it was a group of women and a woman put a hand on a woman, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
But very cute.
You know, maybe a lot of people have stories. Then everybody's got a different way. I wouldn't want... I wouldn't want somebody who hadn't, a woman who put their hand on my lap if they hadn't had a shower for a week. I wouldn't want that any more than I'd want a guy putting his hand in my lap.
What if it was like 5 days?
It would depend.
It would depend. A lot of other circumstances. Anyway, I think you get my drift. Tucson, where we're heard on the truth, somebody sent me a note about a pizzeria called Rocco's Little Chicago Pizzeria. Posted a photo on their Facebook page of a sign with a message for state lawmakers, quote, "We reserve the right to refuse service to Arizona legislators."
That's probably right.
All right. This is a ridiculous bill. The pizza manager says, his name is Evan Stevens. He said, Arizona has much bigger problems than allowing businesses to discriminate against any kind of people. I would think that would be extraordinarily
I think that's probably
on
very
target.
True. Mm-hmm.
So we're on four or five stations in Arizona. Probably the biggest one is The Truth in Tucson. What do you think?
I mean, that's just what gets me. It's something that, again, I've said it before this morning, something that should be common sense. We have to put on the books now. It's just another law, another thing to put in there.
888-302-3684 at 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you have bags and puffiness under your eyes? Jennifer's had a couple of days that have been tough, so she's got...
This morning I actually scared myself when I walked into the bathroom.
All right, so we have to get you
mirror.
Some Genucel, created by stem cell therapy. It's a serum. When you feel it on your hands, it doesn't feel like it's wet, doesn't feel like it's sticky. It's really something special. And boy, does it go to work under your eyes so that you will, within like a 12-hour period, have a different view of the way you look because you are going to look different. That's the bottom line. As you can depend on Genucel, after a couple of weeks, both you and your spouse will see that the puffiness is gone. and keep using this product, there are a lot of people who want to put it all over their entire face. Probably not a great idea to do that. Here's the better idea. When you call 800-543-9262 to order Genucell, you'll be given, because you're telling me you're listening to Doug Steffen, a jar of the legendary Esotique wrinkle treatment that you can put on the rest of your face so that the wrinkles will be gone not only around your eyes but around your face, forehead, that sort of thing. It's not like surgery. It's not like Botox. But it's still, there's plenty of credibility here because you'll feel it almost working. That's what I like about it. As I put it under my eye, I can feel it working. And you can definitely see it. 800-543-9262. Order Genucell right now. And you'll get the Esotique, you'll get it fast delivered, and you'll be in 12 hours looking at your face saying, wow, this is amazing stuff. It is Genucell for the puffiness and bags lines around your eyes, 800-543-9262.
I want to talk to you about Mind Games, a new show premiering tonight on ABC. I'm not going to give you any meaningless hype, just straight information about Mind Games.
It will totally change your life.
It's about two brothers starting a new kind of agency.
Winner.
Using proven psychological strategies.
Like Jedi mind tricks.
To help people solve their problems.
OMG. LUV.
It stars Christian Slater and Steve Zahn.
Those dudes rock.
I sincerely hope you'll watch the premiere of Mind Games tonight on ABC at 10, 9 Central. And tell all your friends.
They'll listen to you. You're amazing.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
You and I have seen nothing yet.
This Thursday, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally facing battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns Thursday night at 10, 9 Central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
A little whisper there. An all-new season of History's hit series, Vikings, is back again, this time with a vengeance. The epic battle returns on Thursday of this week, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. Fight your fate, the Vikings. Are you a Viking, Jennifer? I've forgotten whether.
I don't think that I am, but, Southern. Yeah. You know, I look like a Viking.
Yes, you do. It's
long,
21 past the hour. Very
tall. Yeah.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth. truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gallo with Blurred Lines.
This is kind of fun. I mean, it's different, at least.
Yeah. Crank it up there, Michael.
He was close, captured domestication, but you're an animal. Baby, it's in your nature. Just let me liberate you. You don't need no papers. That man is not your maker. And that's why I'm gonna take a good care. I know you want it.
I know you want it.
I know you want it. You're a good care. Can't let her get past me.
Oh,
fantastic. What you need to change? So when you get the
dream, all right.
Yeah, if CeeLo had been there, he would have turned around.
Well, CeeLo wasn't there, and nobody turned around.
And he's never going to be there again.
Yeah, I don't see that he's any loss. But at any rate, this is the first day that we review the first night of this season's The Voice. So far, we have a couple of different... Michael, just play a little bit of the Miranda Dawn and Chris Hawkes performance so that Jennifer can hear.
I've just seen her face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met.
She's just the girl for me.
Love it.
Yeah, he does. This is pretty good. Hi, turn around. You all get the idea of the voice. The judges turn around. Try to attract the singers to their team. So anyway, the first Night of the Voice, part of the profile of what's going on in the world here entertainment-wise on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our mainstay in this part of the program is to revert to the late-night shows and their monologues, starting with Conan O'Brien and a laugh from him.
Alec Baldwin, everyone talking about him today. Alec Baldwin announced he is stepping out of the media spotlight and leaving public life.
Yeah.
Alex said, I'm doing on purpose what my brothers did by accident. I'm bowing to Alec Baldwin.
He asked them for advice, and they're like, I don't know, it just stopped.
Some more international news. The president of the Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, was ousted in a major uprising this weekend. And experts say that this could be bad for Vladimir Putin because a lot of people think he and Yanukovych were friends. I guess that's why today Putin was like, we weren't real friends, just Facebook friends. I mean, he puts up too many cat photos. Always asks me to come see his band, you know, stuff like that. That's not a good impression of Putin at all.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Look, he would talk like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's better, really. We're Facebook friends.
There you go.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Way too late, buddy.
How about the chaos going on in the Ukraine? Isn't that crazy, ladies and gentlemen? But don't worry. I understand now the State Department is going to send in Dennis Rodman. But the president, Viktor Yanukovych, has fled the capital. Well, there, right there, ladies and gentlemen, is your chicken, Kiev.
A hunter in Tampa confused a man practicing turkey calls for a deer on Sunday and shot him twice in the arm. That story again. A hunter in Tampa confused a man practicing turkey calls for a deer and shot him twice. Well, it's like my grandpa always used to say, if it looks like a man and it talks like a turkey, it's a deer.
I don't know. Oh, that's going to work.
I know.
He was really nervous last night.
Oh, I bet. That's a big deal. It's a big step up. That's Seth Meyers, by the way.
First night of him doing the late night show. Is that what it's called? Late night?
Late night.
Yeah.
Late night, yeah. Which is what Fallon was doing until he started the Tonight Show last week. I'm picking between two people that will make it in this environment. Maybe it's too early, but Jimmy Fallon seems much more comfortable in his skin. Myers in a little different position. Give the guy a chance, see what happens. But that wasn't funny. 28 past the hour, good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Tori Clark. Coming right up, what is, if any, Obama's leverage in the Ukraine crisis?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Clark. When President Obama said that there'd be consequences if Syria crossed certain lines, he boxed himself in and hurt himself. Now he's saying the same thing about the Ukraine. A problem?
Disagree with those who say there's nothing the United States or President Obama can do. We can freeze Ukrainian assets. We can call for immediate elections. There's no more putting that off. We can make it clear that and say publicly, we know what the Russian ambitions and intentions are here. And we know what's really causing the problem in Ukraine right now.
I think sanctions is always a possibility. In fact, Europe's threatened them. We've threatened them. But the Ukrainian parliament just voted by, I think, 350-10 to release the former prime minister, Tymoshenko, who's been put in jail by Yanukovych. If Russia intervenes, then I think we're going to live in a whole new world.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The news, you snooze, you lose. When it comes to the facts, man, are we able to cover the earth? Was it Benjamin Moore, the paint company?
We're like water. Yeah. We cover a lot of the earth.
Yes, we do. We do wonderfully well, too. Jennifer Horn, back here on The Fold with Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. The story about the illegal hedgehogs. More popular now as pets.
You know, they should be deported.
May not be the number one story of the morning, but it's a very important thing. All right, let's get to what is probably on a lot of people's minds, other than this foolish bill. That's my pejorative on what's going on in Arizona. And by the way, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us with some medical news in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. You can join us at 888-302-3684. Ken's monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So do we have information or do we have opinions about what's going on in Arizona with the anti-gay law or the Defense Department cuts that have been proposed, Kenny, or anything else there?
Some of each.
Good.
Hank says regarding the military budget cuts, Hank says, thank God it might reduce the deficit finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, reducing the deficit by eliminating waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse
better
would be something that most people who have any brains at all would think was better. All right, so page two.
Steve says, one guy at a desk can control a fleet of drones. Doesn't make a lot of sense to employ scores of foot soldiers.
There's another way of looking at it. What I want to see happen is veterans care handled in a much more, in a much better, more responsible way than it is. That's the nicest way I can put it. I usually put it in a way that's not quite that nice, but because I'm disgusted at the way we use these people, use them as cannon fodder, and they get sick, or they have problems with PTSD, and then they're dismissed. It's so outrageous. There's a word for it, but I can't use it on the radio. So I'm not going to be Alec Baldwin. Next.
Regarding the Arizona bill that would allow businesses to refuse service to customers that are gay, Colin says, if the Arizona governor doesn't veto this, I'm done with Arizona. Discrimination should not be law.
All right. Hard to argue with that. Next.
And Lynn says, the height of irony, religious people fighting for the right to discriminate. I bet Jesus is proud.
Oh, yeah, right. Jesus, of course, sanctioned all of these things. As you know, hello, no, no, really, no, no. Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure he was busy when this came up.
Right.
Yeah.
There's and I'm a little different than I used to be. I've been on the radio for quite a number of years, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new to this program, and I have made many mistakes over the years, and that mostly was because I didn't think of what I was saying before I said it. And I had a thought that just buzzed through my mind, but I've decided not to use it.
Now, hopefully in another couple of years, you won't even tell us when you had the thought.
No, because I want people to... No, I really actually want people to think about what it is that I'm thinking. The Bible, Jesus, and gay people. All right? See if you can string that all together. See what you come up with.
And if you can do it in song, call us at 888-302-DOUG.
What a friend we have in Jesus. 888-302-DOUG.
I don't think you're allowed to play.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel yesterday called for cuts to the U.S. Army that would shrink it to its smallest size since before World War I.
Can't stand this guy.
The Army already had been prepared to decrease to 490,000 active duty members from wartime peaks of 570,000. But Mr. Hagel is proposing to cut numbers further to between 440,000 and 450,000. He defended the reductions in troop strength as a trade-off for better technology and new cyber resources. We are repositioning to focus on the strategic challenges and opportunities that will define our future. That is new technology, new centers of power, and a world that's growing more volatile, more unpredictable, and in some instances more threatening every day. Now, for those of you who think that Hagel actually came up with this, you really need to get a grip. Hagel is nothing but an errand boy. This is stuff that is coming from the White House. You know it. I know it. He knows it. We all know it.
Because now that we're economically vulnerable, let's make our military a little more vulnerable, too. It'll be fun.
Well, but you see, the other side of that is the economically responsible thing to do is not to cut the number of troops that we have, but to cut the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse. That's the way to cut the budget from $700 billion to $460 billion, which the government's own accounting office, the Congressional Budget Office, says is the number that's real. That's how much we get $460 billion worth of goods and services from the way we do business now if we cut out the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. This is no more than window dressing on a reality that we all know. Things are changing, and having this many troops is probably not necessary. But even if you argue that you want to keep this number of troops, I don't have a problem with that. Get rid of, be responsible for the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse that has been a part of our country for decades, ever since Eisenhower was president. And he warned, and Kennedy sort of tried to keep he didn't have time, really. When LBJ came in, the floodgates opened, and they haven't been shut since, on the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse of you as the American taxpayer. That's really what this is about and what ought to be the focus. Whether you agree or disagree, I've presented the facts and some opinion myself. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG. Let's see here. I think I knew there would be a couple of people that would instantly want to be heard on this. Roger's in Evansville, Indiana. Hey, Roger, how are you doing?
Good. I think maybe since the military contractors make so much money on this, they either have to kick about 20-30% in as a veterans fund. And the better equipment
they make... How would that work? I'm intrigued with the idea, Roger. How does that work?
Well, you just take it off their top of their profits.
So instead of, well, you know what they do? Most of these people, this is something that also is not discussed. Most of these people have a cost-plus deal. There really aren't bids that go out to build the F-whatever fighter plane or new Gerald Ford $10 billion aircraft carrier that doesn't work, doesn't even move in the water. No, they don't say, we'll build this for X number of dollars. It's always, we'll build this for X number of dollars plus our profit or 10% either way, or any of these things that float in and can be abused. And if there's a chance for abuse, it happens.
At time and material.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the better equipment they make that protects the troops more and the troops get hurt less, they get a return on that.
Yep. Good idea, Roger. Thank you. Let's hear from Barry, who's in New Hampshire, with some concerns about the military and the way we run it.
One of my main concerns is that ever since we ended the draft and instituted high pay, we've gotten a small professional military cast, and we don't have the average citizens. First of all, we don't have the average citizen involved in the wars anymore. The amount we spend on personnel is so high that it's handicapping the military from buying the equipment it needs. I've talked to career military officers and West Pointers and so on since I retired, and I know that the lifers, as we called ourselves, and the draftees called the career people, really love the end of the draft because people are highly motivated to stay in. Training is easier and there's less turnover, but the price you pay is that less of the citizenry is involved. And you just cannot maintain a military when you're paying private soldiers $30,000 a year. And back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the average draftee had no family. They stayed in for one hitch and they got out. So they weren't not a retirement expense. And that's the gist of what I have to say. There's just way too much spent on personnel.
All right. Another interesting point of view on this, right? Lots of food for thought. This conversation is not over, certainly. This will be going on for days, weeks, maybe even months. Meanwhile, the medical news of the week, as we get started with our first of the three doctors that we provide you with informationally here on the program, Dr. Ron Hoffman, a Tuesday guest, joins us with some thoughts and also some updates on various news items that have appeared over the past week or so. Medicine and medical news in the focus next here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good Boston Massive responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Rallybone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Rallybone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's N-Y-L-A-B-O-N-E.com.
Now, it is 14 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Ken and I are happy to bring back Dr. Ron Hoffman, whose website, drhoffman.com, is not just filled, it's loaded. It is so chock-a-block full of information. It's almost an outrage, Ron, that you have so much information there. Please stop providing people with so much help and so much information. Will you please?
Well, that's my mission statement, pumping out the information.
Right. That's it. What is the, what's the, from the Life of Riley, what a revolting development this is. All right. Speaking of revolting developments, there are people who are worried about supplementation, namely selenium, vitamin E, that sort of thing, because according to a study that was released late last week, it may up a man's chances of getting prostate cancer. What do you know and what do you want to impart? Minerals like selenium, how important are they? Vitamins like E and A, how controversial are they?
You know, I have to say that I haven't looked at the exact study. I think sometimes when you look at the study and the details, you find out that, something may be wrong. Like, you know, they're looking at sicker men, or they're looking at a population that has a certain type of medical disorder. Or, you know, conversely, what you might see is that sometimes people who are worried about cancer take more supplements, and those may be the very people who have a family history of cancer who may be ultimately about to get cancer. So I have to really look at the study to be sure. But I have to say that these people at Fred Hutchinson in Seattle have a real attitude about vitamins and supplements. They've repeatedly written that the use of supplements overall is unwarranted, that supplements are a waste of time.
Are they the ones that did this study that was in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute?
Yes, they are. And actually, they did a recent study, which was a terrible study, looking at fish oil and prostate cancer, which was much criticized because, really...
So what's their source of funding? Why? I always go back to money and who pays for the study as to what results you're going to get. What is the source of the money that paid for this study?
Well, often we follow the money trail and we can find pharmaceutical funding, but I can't say that that's the case. I have to say that, you know, maybe these are well-meaning individuals, but they tend to carry a bias with them, which is a bias towards conventional treatments of cancer versus prevention using supplements. So, you know, and basically what they're saying is eat a good diet, which nobody can quarrel with.
No. All right. So let's move it back around to what is good. Because if we, even if we don't know about selenium, vitamin E, that sort of thing, one of the things we do know about is vitamin C and vitamin D. And I wonder,
absolutely,
one of the things that's come out, vitamin C may reduce the risk of people having strokes.
Right, right. Yeah, there was a recent study about vitamin C reducing hemorrhagic strokes. That's the less common type of stroke, but nonetheless, about 15% of strokes involve bleeding in the brain.
Why would that be? What is it? It's basically, what do they call it? Something, it's acid. I forget what's vitamin C?
Ascorbic acid, but
ascorbic
also
acid. Right.
Vitamin C comes in nature with bioflavonoids, which prevent leakage from blood vessels, and you know maybe that's part of vitamin C's action. Okay. Also lowers blood pressure slightly, so you know, makes sense.
All right, what about vitamin D? That seems to be the new cure-all for everything, isn't it?
Absolutely, and vitamin D has amazing properties. And when it comes to cancer, it appears that if you live towards the northern or southern hemispheres, away from the sun, you have a higher risk of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Colon cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, many cancers are associated with low vitamin D. Vitamin D also has lots of beneficial effects in other ways, too.
Well, that's one of the supplements that most everybody, no matter which side of the, whether they're traditional doctors or people who are involved in some of the newer treatments or old, going back to the old ideas, pretty much everybody agrees on vitamin D, and that's been the case for the past couple of years. So that should be in your arsenal trying to stay healthy. Dr. Ron Hoffman with his advice here. drhoffman.com is his website. Really is good. Check it out.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now 53 after the hour, lots of things happening in the world of technology as usual. Tech Talk time featuring Shelley Palmer, amongst other voices here. And today, Shelley's going to talk with you about HTC's attempt to gain a bigger share of the smartphone market. I'll be interested in this because I'm looking for a smartphone. So that information and a lot of other info here in this portion of the Good Day program.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Millions have fallen in love with NBC's new comedy about a boy.
Women, they like boys who are mysterious.
Like magicians?
No, like the opposite of magicians.
From the executive producer of Parenthood, it's the new comedy critics are calling funny, irresistible, and a mid-season hit.
Why is hanging out with me any less exciting than hanging out with those women with bathing suits that are way too small?
One day you'll understand.
About a Boy, on its new night, Tuesdays after The Voice, beginning tonight at 8, 7 central on NBC.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, even though it makes awesome phones, HTC knows it's fighting an uphill battle against companies like Samsung and Apple in the mobile market. That's why the company recently launched the HTC Advantage program to help win over American smartphone buyers. So if you buy the company's flagship HTC One or its Max or Mini variants, you're automatically enrolled in HTC Advantage. The program offers up to 50 extra gigs of Google Drive space for free, giving you plenty of space to store all the photos and videos you take with your new device. HTC Advantage also guarantees you'll get the latest Android updates for 2 full years after the device is launched. Finally, if you somehow manage to crack your screen within the first 6 months of buying your device, HTC offers a one-time screen replacement fee. If you're the clumsy type or want to guarantee you have the latest version of Android, make sure you think of HTC the next time you need a new phone. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Retirement may be right around the corner or maybe many years away for you, but it's never too early or too late to start saving. It's America Saves Week. Do you know that? Time to think about doing just a bit more for your retirement. Here's Brian Osich with more.
Research shows that many workers are concerned that they need to save more for retirement. Prudential Retirement's Christine Marks says that you could do a lot for your retirement by focusing on the small steps that you can take today.
As a supporter of America Saves Week, Prudential's encouraging Americans to start with realistic goals. No matter when you expect to retire, saving and investing today could give you more financial freedom for your day one of retirement and all the days that follow.
Mark says workers can better manage the risk of outliving their savings by making saving for retirement a priority.
Once you start saving, it becomes even easier to up it. When you up it or make a small increase in your savings, the impact is often barely noticeable in your paycheck, but it could make a really big impact on your retirement savings over time.
For more information, log on to www.preparewithpru.com. That's Financial Fitness from Prudential.
All right, now let's focus on getting ready for a new baby. We all know that requires a lot of work, setting up the nursery, putting together the stroller, reading all those books. But what else do new parents need before bringing home their pride and joy?
Babies are priceless, but the same can't be said about raising them. With so many products to choose from, how do you know what you really need that first year? What to expect's Heidi Murkoff.
At whattoexpect.com, we know that moms are the real experts on baby products. So we asked moms who've been there, bought that, to weigh in on what they love. And from that, we chose the winners of our first What to Expect awards.
Some winners are familiar registry items like the Playtex Diaper Genie, Johnson's Baby Lotion, and Medela's Breast Pump. Others are modern takes on traditional products like the Cozy Blooming Bath.
Let's face it, getting ready for a baby is exciting, but it's also overwhelming. These mom-tested products mean new parents can spend less time stressing and more time loving on their little ones, which is, after all, what makes having a baby priceless.
Go to whattoexpect.com for the full list or Babies R Us to pick up the winners. That's Lifestyles from What to Expect.
What to Expect. Well, I would expect that you're going to listen to the news if you're loyal to this program, and who isn't? You'll stick around because there's more of it to come on many of these very same stations. Catch the podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.